Michelangelo once said, "The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it." Welcome to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. As an international actor, entrepreneur, and world traveler with millions of followers, Jesse seeks to speak and learn from the most insightful, successful people in the world, sharing love and life together. This is Life Talk, and this is your host, Jesse Meester.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special episode of Life Talk today. I have the honorable guest, Wim Hof, also Dutch. Everybody has been anticipating on this. If you were in the members only, you've been asking questions. If you're on Instagram, if you're on YouTube, you know about this. Thank you all for anticipating on this and tuning in. The Iceman is here with us today. For the people that don't know him, I can list so many accomplishments, so many things, but guys, please check out Wim Hof, the Iceman. He has changed my life, life of my partner, and many more people around us, and a bunch of people listening as well. He holds the world record to be submerged in ice for almost 2 hours without his body temperature changing. He climbed the Mount Everest in nothing but a pair of shorts and ran a marathon in the desert without drinking any water. And of course, the founder of the Wim Hof Method, a book that I'm also reading and applying every single day and has changed my life for the better. I'm right now in Tenerife. Wim Hof is with me, is in Mexico right now. Wim Hof, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for breaking the ice. The thing is, it's so hot here. It is so hot here in Mexico, but you know, heat is also hormetic exercise, especially for the Iceman who is accustomed to the cold. The heat is, I run a desert marathon in Namibia. I remember that. And I lost 5.2 liters of water then. It was the same exercise, you know, the exercise of the mind, which you have to apply if you want to go into the extremes. Of course, the mind is stronger than the body.
Very true, very beautiful. I have seen you traveling a bunch lately. Is that like... Do you have a new home or you still live in the Netherlands? Where have you been lately?
Oh, I absolutely live in the, you know, home based is for now, the Netherlands. But yeah, I'm traveling because I didn't want to go into the dark months in the Netherlands. It's like so little light. And my age is 62. I've been 62 or 61 winters, always in the cold, in the dark. And now I decided, no, I'm going to go into the light, into the sunshine, into the photons, into the photosynthesis, and gaze into the sun and endure it and all that. And that's why I'm here, because I'm going to prepare psychically for the BBC series coming in January in the Alps. I'm going to be in the Alps and show people who have ailments, chronic ailments, to which the medical establishment is not able to heal. I will show them that I will be able to activate their potential within a couple of days to heal themselves. And that is going to be BBC. It means it's going to be hundreds and millions of people going to see that. And that will change people's minds about what we can do with ourselves. And for that, right now, I'm in Mexico preparing in the light.
That is incredible. Wow. And for people that don't know yet, what is the Wim Hof Method? How can you like describe that in a short way?
Yes. In a short way, it's in shorts that I went into the cold. Always. That's it. That's only because I have no money for clothes.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Wim Hof method derives actually directly therefrom. Going bare-chested into harsh environmental stressful nature brings about deeper potential to activation. And that is only logic, but we always live in comfort zone behavior. And that's why we weaken our bodies because of non-stimulative lifestyles. So I found techniques now that are able to deeply stimulate our deeper potential in our body, connected to our brain. That is the seat of the mind. And with that, it all comes full bloom within our existence, awareness, feeling, energy, and all. And that is called the Wim Hof method. It's based very simple pillars, like specific breathing exercises, gradual cold exposure, and mindset, absolutely mindset. Our will is commander over our neurology. Our thoughts are neurosignals. Mm-hmm. We are the captain of our own ship, our own vessel, our own body and mind. That's the Wim Hof method. Very accessible, very powerful, and scientifically endorsed. So no speculation. It works. Or in better English, more eloquently expressed, this shit works.
And I attest to that. I'm a person that really loves his warm and hot showers and hot baths. And you really got me into like showering off in cold. And it's like I'm now actually starting to gradually find it comfortable to like start with a warm shower and end it with cold. But do I understand correctly from because I've been following you for a long time, that you always only shower and bathe cold?
Oh, absolutely not. Okay. I love hot showers. I love sauna.
Okay, thank God. I needed to ask you this.
The hotter, the better. The hotter, the better. But the cold really is a noble force. It's able to deeply stimulate my potential inside my body and mind. So I wholeheartedly endorse cold showers for everybody in the world. It should be rule number one. A cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. The doctors are doing it. So guys, listeners, take on the cold shower. Take on the heat and the hot and the nice. You know, a hot shower even becomes much better if you take the cold one, because then the difference is a deep, deep experience, deep sensation. It's like spiritual. So just try it out. If it doesn't work for you, which I'm doubting it will work, never do it again if it doesn't work. But do it just one time. Or as the song said, do it one more time. Once was never enough.
I love you. Oh, my God. So I also read in your book, because by the way, this is scientifically proven. So anybody that's like cold shower a day, no, it's actually a thing. And it also influences our immune system. How does it do that, Wim? How does it influence our immune system?
Yes, the immune system is part of our defense system of our body to fend off microorganisms like bacteria, viruses, and bacteria, but also radiation, also the wrong neurological input called radiation. And that's nowadays a great issue. You know, the 5G, 6G is coming, or 12G, etc. We got neurology. You know, neurology? Yes. You got 5G, 6G, 7G, 8G. No, we got neurology. And neurology is the electricity system within us. Mm-hmm. And we are able to tone it, to optimize it, and make it much more stronger to fend off radiation, negative radiation. That's number one. Number two, that is part of the immune system. Now, there is a part of the immune system which is called autonomous. Autonomous means outside of our will. It's just working. And now we have shown how to activate at will that autonomous nervous system. That means a much deeper power of the immune system can be controlled at will to fend off radiation, bacteria, virus, wrong influences of people. It's all affecting our biochemistry. It's all causing stress, and stress ultimately disconnects the inner mechanisms, and then bacteria, we become weaker, and then bacteria come in, and viruses come in, and deregulates our immune system. Stress. We learn to fend off stress deeply, and a part of that is because we are willfully able to activate the immune system, which is not only about bacteria and viruses, but also about biochemical stress and radiation. And we can do this. And we have shown this in the university by being injected with a bacteria, which normally makes people sick. But in our case, after applying these simple techniques, we were able, all of us, to fend off the bacteria's reaction on the immune system. We did not get fever, no headaches, no shivering, no agony, no muscle or back aches, etc. It was all not there. That is the power of our will. Once it connects with our neurology insight, that makes the immune system, with other words, the defense system, much stronger. And that's what it is all about. It is, the basic thing is we are so much more able to fend off negative, whatsoever negative, that is bacteria, viruses, radiation, stress, in negative stress. We are so much more able to fend off that negativity than ever before, even in science, was thought possible. We are the masters over our own immune system to maintain health, happiness, and strength.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And for everybody listening right now and is like in awe like me, where do people start? Obviously, like the cold and the showering and
well, that's it.
Yeah, that's where.
Yeah, Jesse. Mm-hmm. I say yes. See, yeah. that it is very
that.
Simple
yeah.
to master, mm-hmm. to master the ability to fend off stress in any way. Just start with the cold shower. Know that the gravity of a cold shower a day is really great, and that breathing exercises make you able to connect into the activation of deeper potential of the systems inside our body and mind. It's there. And then when the perspective of your power within yourself changes, your mind will change. You are suddenly the master, the influencer in your own body and mind, much better than before. And then you're gonna change into your mind. Hey man, I am here. I am the alchemist. I rule over my happiness, my strength, my health, which is happiness is the hormonal system. Health is the immune system. And power, energy, is the energy systems in the cell. And we have shown this in science, how to improve that almost instantly, just through breathing exercises and cold showers, which is training the cardiovascular system, is 100,000 kilometers inside. It's stimulated. Logically, it works much better afterwards, after exercising. It's logic. It's like a muscle. If you don't train it, becomes weak. If you train it, becomes your servant. And that's the way it works with these simple techniques. No one thing. It is simple. It's accessible. It's powerful and scientifically endorsed.
And there are testimonials from people, even with, I believe, cancer, that are endorsing you and everything that, you know, you have been talking and sharing about. And these testimonials, if you hear them or even look them up, it's incredible. And when we're talking about people with cancer, you know, so it has what Wim says, so much potential here. And that's why I think we are so in this society, so lost with Western medicine and ideas that how we can cure ourselves. And I know you do a lot of these groups.
Let me tell you, Jesse, that cancer is inflammation based. Yes. And we have shown in scientific comparative study how to bring down inflammation. These techniques is preventative medicine, but also healing power. The plasticity of the body is able to be activated much more deeply through doing this. But it works preventative because we live in our society in a lot of stress that creates a slight amount of acidity that is constantly within us. That deregulates the body, and then you get chronic diseases, autoimmune diseases, cancer, depression caused by inflammation. It's all there. It's now there. And the pharmacy is making big money out of that we don't know how to be preventative therein. But let me tell you, it's very simple. God-given, and by nature's natural laws, we are at birth are given the power to activate deeply our immune system to fend off any of these diseases. Because all the diseases are inflammation based. True. The rest is narratives, fairy tales to make money. And I say, hey, get lost. I want to be healthy, happy, strong. It's simple. It's powerful, scientifically endorsed. Here it is, guys. Even cancer, you're the myth about cancer. Just recently, a woman died, which was one of my friends. She did not exercise. And they tell me, and man, let me help you. Let me get to you through. This is preventative medicine. This works. And I don't like speculation. I do everything scientifically based. But the big real disease is money and power. And that's why we get into a narrative being brainwashed that we are dependent on a system that only makes money out of sick people. It's a sick system. There is the cancer. The cancer is the wrong paradigm, and we need to wash away the wrong paradigm.
Wow, I almost get emotional right here. This is intense, and what you speak is the truth. And people sometimes you know, don't want to hear the truth, but educate yourself, and that's what we're also here for in having this conversation. But thank you for sharing that. And so I'm a applied psychologist, and once I obviously graduated in psychology, I was always taught to think in traditional forms of therapy. And would you also say that the breathing exercises, I know also about bioenergetics, and I with clients I did those breathing exercises, would you say, or have you even seen an experience that it could be more effective than traditional forms of psychotherapy in some cases?
Oh, no, I'm absolutely sure.
Yeah,
a lot of psychologists in their practices, they talk a lot, cognitive therapies and all this and that, and then it doesn't work. And if you just do one of these breathing sessions, man, they change the boom. We are in the wrong narrative. It is our own chemistry change, which we provoke by doing deep breathing exercises that makes the inflammation go away, which is the cause and effect of stress coming in, deregulating our brain functioning, and then we become depressed. The melatonin, the dopamine, the serotonin uptake and all is deregulated. But if you deeply re-stimulate the systems, like rebooting, resetting through the breathing exercises, then suddenly, boom, that it works the way nature meant it to be. And nature meant us to be masters over our own health, happiness, and strength, both in body and mind. There is no doubt about it. This is not philosophy or, oh, believe in God. It is science. Signs of the brain. The brain functioning is neat, insight, blood flow, neural signaling, and we are able to re-regulate it any time through these breathing techniques. And it shows every time people, these psychologists, they come to me and they say, hey, I've been for months and months talking to this guy and trying to treat him. And then once I did this breathing, and it's like all the clouds washed away.
Wow.
Boom.
Incredible. Yeah. I just came back from South America and I'm now here in Tenerife. Wim right now is in Mexico. And I did, I tried the medicine ayahuasca. I did the ceremony. I was wondering if you have done it or any experience with it, and what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, ayahuasca is the medicine, the mother medicine of South America. I know. My wife took it. I took it like 40 years ago.
Wow.
40 years
40
ago.
Years I was ago.
Into it. Yeah, 40 years ago. When it was absolutely not known to nobody is when I took it. And I took it several times. And then just to find spirituality, find deeper beliefs, deeper existence, deeper realities.
Yes.
And I took it back then. And now everybody is beginning to understand that there is a medicine. But after that, I got this emotional crash of my wife committing suicide in a society, and she was being treated by schizophrenia, for schizophrenia. It was all unknown what I was doing and all. And there I crashed. And then I took up the cold. Then I took up the breathing. And that brought me back. And now I got the message. Guys, ayahuasca, psilocybin, MDMA, ibogaine, or whatever, all these psychedelic drugs, they are good for people who are really, really stuck inside. But for the rest, I tell you, these breathing exercises and the cold are very capable to endogenously, so from the inside, activate the right stuff to heal yourself. And that is healing, plasticity, neuroplasticity, and plasticity of the body. Is all there. Ayahuasca is absolutely great, but it is still exogenous. It's coming from the outside in. You in yourself are very able to alter your biochemistry by deep breathing exercises and the cold. And with that, you change also from the inside and you regulate what is out of balance inside. That is healing. And it is Professor Muzik from Detroit, Wayne State University, after looking inside my brain, doing brain scans, saying Wim Hof has found the secret of placebo. That means placebo is the suggestive power that you think something is good and then good things happen to you.
True.
Or you get a sugar pill and you think it is a real pill and then healing happens. Now we don't need the suggestive power anymore. We found the keys to directly heal ourselves by our power of our will. That connection now is there. And with that, we become the healers within. And with that, we know that is connection. We bring it onto others and we heal others. And that is natural. That is who we are. We are healers in at birthright, all of us, by the power of our own life force, which is called the breath, and our transportation system, which is the vascular, cardiovascular system. And with that, simply with that, we are able to bring balance within us into the deep. And with that, we are able to bring that through awareness to others. Let's heal the world. True.
And I believe even with the breathing exercises, you can access your own DMT supply, which is the active component of ayahuasca. And so I do, like, even scientifically what you say, like, you know, you can back that up. We have our own DMT supply, but we're now using an outside thing to get that with psychedelics or anything, but we can really access it from within. I love what you say there. That is very powerful. Yes. Yeah.
DMT has an absolute function at birth, when we die, and with deep trauma. It is being activated in the REM sleep, the deep sleep, rapid eye movement sleep. Mm-hmm. There is a dimethyltryptamine is being activated to process stress, to process trauma, to process what is in the deep, stored to be processed. For that, we need the active compound DMT, which in the end, the formula for DMT is melatonin minus CO2 makes DMT. It's a metallization of the melatonin minus the CO2 makes DMT. It's like when we sleep deep, we are almost not breathing. We cause CO2 to come up, but then it metallizes with the melatonin, creating its nature is beautiful how it does it. Because during the day we are breathing so much, and then the melatonin, yeah, of course, it doesn't metallize. But in the deep sleep, you go deeper, 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 deeper. The long-term CO2 lack metallizes the melatonin, becoming DMT. That happens in the deep brain. And now we have found ways to get into the deepest part of the brain at will. I've shown that in brain scans. Mm-hmm. And I'm teaching this now, that it actually is a innate capacity within all of us, because we should not be walking with traumas all the time. No, when we have peace, we should be able to process our deep trauma. For that, there is DMT through the metallization of melatonin minus CO2. This is what these breathing exercises do. When you just keep on, then the CO2 will metallize with the melatonin, and then boom, DMT. You see faces, you see events, you see deep colors, you see three-dimensional. That is to process what not has been processed before. You have to regain, redigest a reality. But now you do it objectively. So you are not in it. You are looking at it. You are the observer. And in that way, you are able to disconnect from the trauma, disconnect from the impact which it had at that moment with our persona. Okay.
Wow. Do you think this is, because I do the meditations and the breathing exercises with my partner right now, and I think it enhances it because we are both so connected. I believe that, and I think I saw this in your documentary, where you do this in groups and the frequencies of the people together enhance it. Is this something, yes, for people that are starting out that you would recommend, or should they start out on their own? Like,
yes, mm-hmm. When we do, we have shown in science. There is a documentary by John Chavez, with a Z, John Chavez, Chavez, a Z, and it's called the DMT Quest. And there it shows that these breathing exercises being researched in a lab with electrodes on the head and so phalograms, it shows that it creates gamma waves. And this normally happens with people who are into high performances, both in athletes and or entrepreneurs, but only a rare occasion. Now, through doing these breathing techniques, we bring ourselves in a different neurological resonance called the gamma waves. Mm-hmm. And that is because we are able to do that if we only go outside of the normal patterns of our behavior caused by our breathing. So that's what we do. And it is simple. So anybody can do it. When I'm doing this with a group, I'm just consequently doing the same, like a mantra. I keep on going until the conditioned state is gone. And then people begin to yell. People begin to scream, begin to roll involuntarily and all. It's when the trauma is being released and worked out. They feel so good afterwards. And that's the way we take it on at home with our partners. We de-traumatize anything that is not been within our sight. Our blind spot will become visual. And then it is released and you feel so much better. And then the connection between the persons is much cleaner, much better, and much stronger. It's logical.
Yes.
And no one thing, it's not difficult. It's simple, but simply just do it. I think, by the way,
I
was before Nike, I was the one saying, just do it. Because I've been in the mountains doing this canyoning in the 80s and the 90s, and I always said, just do it, don't think, just be in the flow and go do it, and then it happens, because thinking will not do the job, it is the doing. True. So just do it.
I love that. Thank you so much, Wim. I love that so much. Anybody listening right now, make sure if you haven't already, get the book, study the Wim Hof method. It changed my life. So if you don't want to hear it from somebody, I'm attesting to it. And again, thank you so much for your time. What is next for you, Wim Hof? What are you? I heard you said you were doing something on BBC.
Yes. I'm going to do the BBC series. Mm-hmm. There is a Hollywood film in the making.
Wow.
For next year of my life. And, you know, I want to reach billions of people with a simple, natural wisdom that we are built to be happy, strong, and healthy. And we got it all scientifically endorsed. So that's what we are going to bring. By reaching billions of people, we will change the world through the heart and bring happiness, strength, and health to every person in the world. You cannot buy it, but you can become it. And that's what we wish. And Jesse, I thank you for your respectful, great work you do. So
thank
keep
you.
On.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, what you do is absolutely great, great work. I say on stage, I always say, hey, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a professor. I am better because I am having faith to change all, not just the symptoms, to go to the core of who we are and what we are. And that is to be happy, strong, and healthy. Let's bring on the love.
I love that. We will, and we will spread that message. Thank you so much. That means a lot. And hopefully one day we'll get to do this again and follow up on everything. All the best to you, Wim, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. Thanks for listening to the show. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. And if you want to be the next guest, please apply by filling in the contact form on jessemeester.com or DM Meester Store on Instagram. Till next time, keep sharing love and life.